Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Going and welcome aboard. Good to have you with me, folks. Thanks for being here. All right, let me get the full screen effect going here. There he is. No. That was from yesterday. Well, he was here yesterday, but that's not the point. The point is that I had the wrong name underneath you. All right, not a bad Rafael Cruz, a good name, but this is not Rafael. This is it might have been Rafael 30 some odd years ago, maybe, you know, when, yeah, but now this is. I called him Dr. John yesterday, and he said, he appreciated it, but don't do that to me. The academics, man, you'll make their pimple heads explode. They'll just be like, ah! Anyway, John Euler is a licensed counselor. He has been working, he's retired from the Pennsylvania prison systems, working in that. He also has worked in private practice with survivors of the very things that he was working to rehab people from in the prison system. And then he has also worked, you've also worked in classroom settings as well.
This is a number of different courses.
Okay.
No, abnormal psychology. So that is actually a strength of mine as well.
So that's not paranormal psychology.
No, that is, that falls under our biblical worldview.
That's not, who's the late night guy that used to come on and
our little books back there. I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's abnormal psychology.
I got you.
Stuff outside the.
Oh, wait a minute. I know Young Frankenstein. Wait, no, it said Abby Normal. I don't know. Why would that be a problem?
Falling outside the bell-shaped
curve. Yes. Well, yes. It's good to kind of begin, because this is a heavy deal. This is heavy stuff. And, so I don't want anyone joining us who was thinking, oh, these guys are kind of making light of this really serious. We're not. And I've been through some serious, I've been through some serious stuff in my own life with my accident and 3 to 6 months to live back in 2004, even before the accident, and a lot of stuff like that. And you have faced a lot of serious stuff in your life and the people that you've helped, and I'm sure in some of your own personal life as well, as we carry those experiences with us to help others. And like you just said, without humor, without having that, you know, God gives us that. God gives us joy in the midst of pain and sorrow and suffering. He gives us joy. The weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And it does. And it really does. I want to get into, and I'm sure you've got some systemic way that you want to address this as well, but I want to this morning too. Parents are sending their kids off to school, and there's a lot of stuff going on. There's the CRT agenda. There's the sexual agenda that's going on. There's so many things that are happening, and they've begun to wake up and realize, my kid's getting indoctrinated. Now, in addition to that, we're talking about victimization, grooming, pedophilia. You know, they see their child come home. Their 7, 8, 9, 10 year old kids start to have changes in their personalities. some in the past, you just kind of write that off to kids change and you know, there's growth spurts and different things of that nature. But now we're beginning to understand too that yes, while that is true, there are also other signs that we need to be paying attention to and looking for as a parent, as a grandparent, that might give us triggers that there's something more at play here. So I hope that sets the stage, John, for what you're about to share with us.
Greg, I appreciate the opportunity because this is a subject that none of us want to talk about.
Right.
Don't think we don't have better things to do in our lives. I was probably like the average person and average parent. I have three kids, though grown now. And while working in the prison system, and again, that was sort of the last chapter before semi-retirement, though I'm not retired. I was steeped in the world of forensic work within a prison system, though originally marriage family counseling, then working with survivors, that's actually my strength, as well as working with kids in the system. So those kids that have been removed from home that have required additional levels of care, so a higher degree of care. So that it goes from foster care to intensive treatment, foster care. If a child can't remain in that context, then it's going to be a group home that's out in the community and then a residential-based treatment program that is psychiatric as well. That's where you have a standalone. It's really a wraparound program around a school, but it's a compound.
But we're talking about someone who is someone who's survived something that's a trauma that has happened to them, an abuse, a severity of abuse. What are there different levels of severity of abuse? Can you?
Excellent question. There are, first of all, anybody that deals with minors in any significant way is what is called a mandated reporter. And that is crucial. And I'm glad we're talking about that. That is very important to keep in mind when we're talking about what I call the trans deception. Okay. It is known as the trans movement, but I want parents to understand and good people to understand that this is a grand deception. That sounds like, extreme, me being extreme. But I have the luxury of coming into this late in this sense that when I retired from the prison system after 11 years, just prior to that, I had built and was running a 12-bed adolescent female residential program, so a group home. But it was an intensive program in terms of psychiatric services. So we took kids, we took girls right out of psych hospitals. So okay. I've dealt with the most severe cases. So I went right from there into the prison system and developed the nation's first intensive treatment program in long-term solitary confinement. From there accrued more clinical contact hours than any prison psychology staff member in the U.S. or Canada, then ran one of the high-intensity, standalone, 65-bed unit treatment programs for sexually violent predators and high-intensity guys.
And okay, so we're moving on the one hand with the adolescent girls. We're talking about girls that have been abused.
That's right.
And to the place where they ended up in a psychiatric ward trying to come to terms with the fragmentation of their core person.
That's exactly right.
And trying to mend that and help heal some of that. And on the other end is the guys that are likely responsible for the acts that caused these girls to end up in that place. So now you've seen both sides of the closet.
That's right. So my background, though I wasn't anticipating it, I really have a great perspective, an intensive clinical perspective. So I can speak definitively, though I am pre-published. Okay. Those that are pushing this agenda, that's the only thing they can say, but they won't debate me. And there's a reason why. And there's a standing offer for any professional that wants to debate me. You can come on my program, which actually comes on tonight, Friday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TECN TV, called Journey to Healing. Though we deal with counseling topics, which is a wonderful, refreshing thing, because that's actually what I do throughout the week. So I do regular kind of counseling. But I now can bring to bear all aspects of my professional clinical background. And so I have a background that is steeped in working with sexual abuse survivors who have been traumatized and have had their personalities fragmented. So the most profound kinds of sexual abuse. I've worked with the most intensive kinds of adolescents as far as issues they're dealing with. And then I've worked with the full range of men in prison, but steeped in working with sex offenders. Even during the week, I have two groups that are men that are justice involved because they are sex offenders. So I still do sex offender treatment. So I am a certified trauma professional, clinical trauma professional, and a certified sex offender treatment provider. So I'm sort of unique, but that allows me then to definitively speak to this issue. And this issue is that we have a movement that has been created. It is not an organic movement. And what I mean by organic is it happened by itself. This is not a fad.
Right.
This thing just didn't happen. So everything we're hearing about trans, what I want people to understand is this is the greatest. I'm going to choose my words very carefully. And if any professional would like to debate with me live on my program, please get a hold of me. You can do so a million different ways. Just Google my name and it comes up, because the other half of my life, this is what I address because I feel compelled. Because this is, in my estimation, the equivalent in terms of an assault upon our kids. This is the world's greatest threat. This matches, and I'm choosing my words very carefully, this matches the Ebola virus and the COVID virus in terms of what is going to snatch your kids. If parents think that they can sit back and end up unscathed in terms of their kids, I wish they could hear the phone calls that I receive from even small little Midwestern towns, because those towns are being targeted.
We got to take a quick break. We'll get back. We're going to get into that in just a second. There's something else too when we get back that I want to read you. And I don't know if you've heard of it before, but it's called The Overhauling of Straight America. It's a document that speaks directly to what you're saying. And it was written in the 1980s, and wait till I read you what it says, John.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is John Euler. John, yesterday you gave us a couple of websites. Give us those websites very quickly, if you would, please.
Thanks, Greg. And this will be a good place. This is a repository of information. We're just going to cover very brief highlights, but you can go to my 2 websites. I also have a blog, and I also have videos that people can go and begin to do education for themselves, but I brought it all in one place. We have survivorsupport.net. Again, survivorsupport.net. Under the Insights tab, if you drop down, you will see 2 tabs, one called The Trans Deception, the other called What is the Trans Movement Afraid of? I have brought all the best information to you at your fingertips, parents. The other site is Church Protect, all scrunched together, no space, churchprotect.org. I recommend you go under the Insights tab. I use social media for bite-size curriculum, soundbite curriculum, as I call it. There's also videos on there on both sites, including my program, Journey to Healing. So that's a refreshing one that deals with counseling topics. That comes on Friday nights tonight at 8 p.m. Also, there is a tab that has my own research. It's pre-published. But to look at my background, to look at the feedback I was given from the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections at the highest levels, and to look at what it takes to properly understand and research pedophiles and sexually violent predators. That's under the truths tab, the truths.
Well, the common myths is something that I think that people should be, you know, educated about as well, because I mean, just right off the bat, predator shies away from locations and activities where a lot of people gather or congregate. Not true.
Not true.
Predators deterred by a well-educated group of people who are taught. If we learned anything about Jeffrey Dahmer, what we learned is that he thrived on those challenges. He enjoyed being challenged because he believed that he was smarter than everybody else that he was dealing with, and he enjoyed the intellectual challenge of being intellectually stimulated.
Right. And that's one thing that fits into this, Greg, not so much what's called the bloody psychopath. I am certified, forensically certified by Dr. Robert Hare out of British Columbia. The DOC in Pennsylvania flew him out. Okay. I'm certified in what's called the PCLR, the Hare Psychopathy Checklist. That is the gold standard of forensic assessments for psychopathy, for psychopaths. There's two kinds of psychopaths. One is the bloody psychopath like Jeffrey Dahmer. The other is, and this is pertinent for what we're talking about, the other is what's called, according to Robert Hare, a white collar psychopath. A psychopath is modern psychological jargon for what the Bible used to refer to as a fool and as a reprobate mind. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that what we're dealing with when people choose to go down a certain path, and then you grease the skids with pornography. So the pathway to deviance, there's about 10 stages that I plotted out. Deviance is where somebody inverts. Instead of loving people using things, now it's inverted. Deviance is a twisting of the mind to where someone now enjoys the effect it has on someone. So a sexual deviant, and that's what we're talking about within the trans movement. And a sexual deviant doesn't have to be overt, the drag queen that's reading in libraries. And parents, I'm telling you what, a drag queen story hour is the greatest ruse, the greatest grooming opportunity there's ever come along. No man, so I'll jump into it now, no man thinks it's normal to dress in women's underwear and drag without thousands of hours of pornography prior to that point. Okay, 100% of sex offenses, and let this sink in, 100% of all sex offenses prior to being perpetrated, the offender was deeply steeped in progressive deviant pornography that starts as looking at an adult object, meaning the adult, and it progresses downward to what's called barely legal. Those that are not going to offend kids will back away from that age, but they're still going to get into, it shifts from lust to power and control to dominance to then starting to have a malicious taint to it. That's why 50 Shades of Grey was so diabolical, and the men in my prison sex offender treatment groups were loving that book. They couldn't believe it. And the movie came out on Valentine's Day, I forget which year, while I was still in the prison system. And they were shaking their heads saying, grooming has never been so easy because it has now prepared the way. That book was written by a female, by the way. Now, that fits into this topic, and it's so important because think about what's called SOGI sex ed. All the sex ed that is now tainted with, and 100% of it, it's in the public school system because it was originally pumped by Barack Obama. Okay, it's been picked up by Biden. Okay, this sexual orientation and gender identity, so what they call SOGI, sexual orientation and gender identity, sex ed, is grooming because it's introducing material that men would be arrested for if they showed it to kids.
And we've talked about this. Stuff. Yeah, we'll be back. We'll take a break in a minute. But folks, if you watch the film, the documentary, The Mind Polluters, you will learn how this is being introduced at grammar school levels to children in kindergarten and first grade They're using the Kinsey techniques to teach your small children. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
But hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is John Euler, and we are, we're talking about such a serious topic here, folks, to understand. And you were just talking about the trans, reading library reading program and what that opens kids up for, you know, when they were pushing and we fought, I fought in California for years and years and years. We had voted in California because those of us who understood what was going on realized that if sodomite marriage became the law of the land, it would have to be taught in school, and that kind of sex education would have to be presented to children. And we kept saying it and saying it, and of course the other side kept saying, no, that's not what we want. That's not going to happen. We're never going to go into the schools. We're never going to talk to the kids. That's not, you look at you guys, da, 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 da. And three times in the state of California, I was a part of coalitions that pushed to get the constitutional amendment to say that marriage is between a man and a woman. 32 states in this country passed that into their constitutions. Obergefell overturned that. And I'm going to say, I told you so. To anybody and everybody, I told you so, you libertarians that are out there, okay? You libertarians that are out there have child anal blood on your hands. I'm going to be very descriptive about it because that's what's going on. It's called child anal blood. And it is on your hands, libertarians, for standing with the homosexuals on this. And the log cabin Republicans. Oh, and here's a good one. Their butt hurt, John. Gee, I wonder why. Child anal blood on your hands.
Greg, let me jump in just for
please,
a moment.
No, I want you to. Absolutely. Well,
what's interesting is this. I would say that, and because I interact with all sorts of people from all sides of the spectrum, there's a lot of people within the homosexual community, though I come from a conservative biblical perspective. But when it comes to this, everybody should be able to agree on this, the protection of children. So there are a number of folks, including the radical feminists, that are shocked about what's going on because they're on the receiving end of death threats. It comes in the form of kill TERFs, trans-exclusive, I forget even, you know. But you have the most deviant of men that are wanting to eradicate women. J.K. Rowling has been on the receiving end of massive death threats. And the radical feminists, including the mild homosexuals, what I would call them mild homosexuals, they're all shocked at what they are also shocked. So my challenge to them is, what happened? Why didn't you see this coming? When the gay pride parades started, and it's exactly what you were saying, Greg, that those of us that come from a conservative perspective, from
But why do we even have to label it that way? Look,
I know.
You cannot procreate in society without a man and a woman.
That's right.
Okay? And the parts of a man and a woman were created to go together.
That's right.
That they were created. And to your point about the parades in the media, let me read this. This is directly, I read this to you in the break, but this is directly out of the Overhauling of Straight America, which I have consistently pointed people to for 11 years on this program. Go read this. A media campaign to promote the gay victim image should make use of symbols which reduce the mainstream sense of threat, which lower its guard, and which enhance the plausibility of victimization. In practical terms, this means that jaunty mustachioed muscle men would keep very low profile in gay commercials and other public presentations. while sympathetic figures of nice young people, old people, and attractive women would be featured. It almost goes without saying that groups on the farthest margin, and this is the key word, of acceptability, listen to what I just said. These are groups that are of acceptability, such as NAMBLA. What is that? The North American Man-Boy Love Association. Pedophiles, folks. This was written in 1988. And if you have not yet seen the documentary from Selma to Stonewall, wherein Eric Holmgren identifies specifically what actually happened to boys coming from the Midwest that got off the trains at the subway stop underneath the Stonewall bar, who were drugged, dragged into the men's room, and raped. And then turned into male prostitutes, because how do they go back to dad and mom, who said, honey, I just don't think it's a good idea for you to go to New York. And they said, no, I'm going to go. And the first thing that happens to them is they get raped by a man. And now they're going to do what? Tell their dad? John, back to you.
Yeah. And Greg, everything you're saying is 100% pertinent. What I want to share is this, and kind of bring it back to the trans movement or the trans deception, is this. I want people to understand how it connects, but also the nature of the war that we're combating, which is ultimately, and here's the key to keep in mind. Ultimately, we are about the protection of children. And what's happened is this, even within the gay community, they are shocked. And the question is, why are they shocked? Shocked by what? Shocked by those that are pushing the envelope to where they now are, they're turning, and this, people need to understand how crucial this is. The gay community is now coming out, or a portion of them coming out against the trans movement. I'll tell you why. Because they're saying they're taking homosexual kids, and by the way, there's no homosexual kids.
Right.
There are kids that are gender confused or confused about their sexuality only because their sexual boundaries have been crossed. If you tell me a child,
inhibitions is confused, destroyed.
I will tell you that their boundaries were crossed.
Inhibitions destroyed.
In what way? A sexual predator.
Yep.
And that's what's behind this entire trans movement. It is.
But that's what the gay community doesn't want exposed. Because in reality, what it will expose is the fact that there is no such thing as a gay kid. You're not born that way.
Correct.
You are injured, and you become that because of something that happens, a trauma, something that takes place. And there's several different psychological things, including parent reversal roles, and there's a number of other things that go on. But there's a trauma that exists.
No, let me tell you how.
Okay,
this is so important.
Go, okay, please.
This fits into the trans agenda, and I want to tell you, I thought so too.
All right,
this is not the case.
We got about two minutes in this section,
okay.
So
this
get
is
to
important.
It.
Important. You have the survivors that constitute probably within the gay community, probably 60%. The rest are predators. The difference between a survivor and a predator is a predator was never preyed upon. And you will know the difference between, because a survivor is protective of children, not exploitive. You can become a predator without ever having been sexually abused. And the vast majority, especially the sophisticated ones, this is really crucial for people to understand. The sophisticated pedophiles were never traumatized. They were never sexually abused. It's pure deviance. And they never wanted to stop. They weren't even sexually addicted. They're pure deviant. And that's even, you know, they're so bad because those in the homosexual community are shocked by them.
Wow. 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 All right. Here's what we need to do. We're going to be heading into another break here. When we come back, we're going to have about 8 minutes left. In that 8 minutes, what I'd like to try to accomplish is we need to identify, because one of the things that you talked about relative to the myths is, you know, some of the concerns about, well, there's the red flags. You'll immediately know because of red flags. Well, if that's a myth, now that's really scary, because if you can't identify a red flag, then where do you begin to address this? How do you begin to find safety for your kids? So we're going to talk about what parents can see, what can they be aware of, and when can they identify it, and then what can they do? Because I think this has to all begin at the parent level and their interaction and then interdiction when it comes to helping their children to overcome this. So we're going to get into all that when we come back. We'll be back right after this break. John Euler is my guest. Folks, this is serious, serious stuff, but there are answers. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free, or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products?
Donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Punch that. There we go. All right. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I shortened my break just a little bit. Because I want to make sure we get as much of this information in as possible. I told you before we, took that break that we were going to address the issue for parents of, because parents, you're the ones who can have the greatest impact. And, well, here's an interesting question. We were just talking about it in the break about the psychopath and what they decide. And I understand that someone can become psychopathic at a very young age. Mm-hmm. So in part, and you were talking about, you know, that we talked earlier, I don't know if it was on air or beforehand, about the circular cycle of the foster care and intensive treatment and foster care again, and then possibly institutionalizing them at that point and just kind of that cycle. At what point can parents begin to identify these different traits or behaviors? And then what do they do? How do they connect with that child to be able to help them navigate what's happening to them?
There you go. Greg, I want to start with a couple of things. I want parents to understand. And again, go to survivorsupport.net. Under the insights tab, there are two tabs that are a repository. I bring the information to you. It's called the trans deception and what's the trans movement afraid of? And then churchprotect.org under the insights tab. And there's a lot of different videos. I have one called Understanding the Trans Movement and then a lot about the medical issue, what the pushers of the trans deception do not want you to know. Okay. The way parents and people need to understand this is this. Prior to the year 2005, this did not exist. There was a rare case every now and then of a confused individual with genetic stuff. Prior to the year 2005, clinically, this did not exist. This has been manufactured, and it's been a tremendous marketing effort on behalf of who? Big Pharma? Big Medical? There are surgeons that are slicing off breasts and genitals and making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Okay? And predators, sexual predators. My area of is dealing with the sexual predators. This is a backdoor into the lowering the age of consent. That's what you have to see with the trans movement. You remove the influence of pornography and pornification of kids, and the trans movement dies back away to the year 2005. Without the publishing of the DSM-5 in 2013, you would not have the trans movement. Let me repeat that. 13 individuals, only a couple of whom specialized, and they are agenda-driven in this. 13 people allowed gender dysphoria related treatments. Now they call them transgender treatments. There's no diagnostic category, by the way. They bill for all these treatments. Without the DSM-5, nobody could bill for any transgender related treatments. So 13 individuals made this entire ruse possible. They are taking kids. Here are the four kind of categories that comprise the about 80% of the trans movement. 20% are predators. So 80%, and that's the same thing in a cult. How to understand the trans movement is this. These are people that have behind the scenes, though separate groups,
but they all come. This is a multi-trillion dollar industry worldwide. This is big business. Okay, so they're going to take wounded kids, kids that have been sexually abused, kids that are on the autism spectrum. Both of those populations, including also in the foster care, they have a difficult time with their intuition. Therefore, they're ripe for sexual boundaries to be crossed. What you will see in kids who've been sexually violated is this. There's 9 clinical red flag indicators, which WePath, people need to understand what that is. It is a ruse. It's a paper tiger. It's the World Professional Association of Transgender Health, and the founders of it had pedophile connections. WPath is a paper tiger. They can come on my program Friday night, TECNTV.com, and debate me about it. Okay, and the one thing that the gender therapist, and that's a ruse, that title never existed prior to 2005, they are going to fast track your kids to sterilization. You put a kid on puberty blockers, you're sterilizing them.
Right,
this
permanently.
This is a fast track into sterilizing and amputating kids. The end of the train for the transgender train is sterilization and amputation. That's why Planned Parenthood has become the number one provider in that space, because Margaret Sanger was into eugenics, which has to do with sterilization and population control. It's really important to understand. Now,
watch Matt Walsh's What is a Woman?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, go ahead. Sorry.
Here is what anybody pushing, any clinician who's a mandated reporter, by the way, they will not be able to tell you the 9 red flag clinical indicators of sexual abuse. Why? Because they have purposely, this is really important to understand, they have taken the 9 key clinical indicators that should tell them this child is being sexually perped on, therefore a mandated report. They reframe that into gender-related issues so nobody gets reported. So these kids are being exploited, they're being groomed, they're being abused, they're being exploited, and they're being trafficked, and that's why they go after foster care system.
Where can a parent find those 9 red flags?
Right here, because I'm going to tell them they'll find it on my site as well.
Okay? Go.
You won't find it anywhere else.
Go. We got about 3 minutes.
Talking about it. But you'll find it here because I'm the author of these, but it's no big deal because if somebody is steeped in trauma therapy, they should know it like the back of their hand. Now, that's a screening tool, a screening question that any parent, if you're taking your child to a therapist, you first screen them by this question. 2 questions. Number 1, what is their view of pornography? If it's anything other than pornography is bad news and it's used to groom. So if they take a mild view of pornography, get your kid away from them. The second is, can you tell me the 9 clinical indicators of sexual trauma? They should be able to rattle that off 100% easy. Why? Because they're mandated reporters. Okay, here are the 9 indicators. You have depression. Why? Because it's anger turned inward. Anxiety. Why? Because it's adrenaline. Why? Their boundaries have been crossed. So you have depression, which are called mood disorders. You have anxiety disorders. Within that, you have panic disorders. You then have eating disorders. You have obsessive compulsive disorders. You have bipolar. You have borderline personality disorder. You have histrionic personality disorder. And here's what is most crucial. You also can have adjustment disorder, but here it is. You have dissociative disorders. And what's happening in the trans movement is this. You have sexually traumatized kids that are in a dissociative state. That's where they don't feel connected to their body. And this should ring a bell. I don't feel like a girl, and I don't feel attached to my breasts, and I don't want them on me. Okay, that's all these doctors need to hear, including Dr. Gallagher, who owns I don't know how many yachts by now out of Miami. She's slicing breasts off right and left and making millions of dollars off of kids that have self-injurious behavior, scars all over their body anyways from self-cutting. That should be an indication. And they go ahead and they slice the breasts off because a part of that child, part of that young adult, and they'll still do it when they're 15 or 16, by the way, that young adult because they're sexually traumatized, it's in a dissociative state, they don't feel connected to their body, and there can be a little masculine part of them that says, get rid of these. And they don't refer the kids to counseling. It's unbelievable.
And that's where Walt Heyer, who we began to talk about yesterday, but that's where Walt Heyer and the books and the testimonies that he's written down, you can get his information as well at Walt Heyer Ministries, talks about all these young people that say, where were these people when I was looking, when I did this to myself? Why did they all just check the box and send me on my way and let me have this surgery and permanently mutilate my body? And according to the gentleman who was in What Is a Woman, the movie that with Matt Walsh, the mom who is adamantly against this, who did this to herself and says, you know, she says 7 to 10 years. 7 to 10 years is when they are destroying themselves.
Right, that's Scott Nugent, by the way. He's featured in my film, Understanding the Trans Movement.
We've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. We're out of time. John Euler's been with me. I hope you will replay this for your friends.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.